You. Burgers, finally.
Welcome to my therapist's office, where it's okay to eat your feelings. And quesadillas.
Welcome to Chili's Delivery. Order online at chilis.com/delivery and get all your favorite 3-for-$10 meals, like Cajun chicken pasta, delivered right to you wherever you are. At participating restaurants only. 3-for-$10 not available via third-party platforms. Delivery fee supply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
October is Liver Awareness Month. I'm aware of it. I just don't like it.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hard to believe October starts tomorrow. It is 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Pam Husso. President Trump's personal lawyer subpoenaed by three House committees. They want documents related to Rudy Giuliani's interactions with officials in Ukraine. As President Trump tries to find out the identity of the whistleblower who complained about a phone call between the president and Ukraine's leader.
That effort to find out who the whistleblower is exactly what the whistleblower's attorneys are so worried about. They wrote a letter to the acting director of national intelligence saying they're concerned that, quote, our client's identity will be disclosed publicly, and that as a result, our client will be put in harm's way.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Stocks seemingly unfazed by the impeachment probe.
Markets close higher across the board on this last trading day of the month. The Dow finished up by 96 points, the S&P 500 by 15, the NASDAQ by 60.
Fox's Deirdre Bolton. America's listening to Fox News.
I got an exclusive here for you.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The identity of the whistleblower.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day.
Come on,
but
I want the guy with the whistle, not
way.
This. I didn't ask
what
for lyrics.
Plays to
well, I tried. But there's a reason why it didn't work out.
I suck at this job.
Let's try this instead. I mean, really, that was pathetic.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's the name game, and our 5 o'clock name is Cody with a K, Patterson. Cody with a K, Patterson. You have until 6 to call us back at 396-5477. If you succeed in doing that, you will be eligible to win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year. From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. That is
wow.
Spoilage.
What a great
at the highest level, yes.
Excellent. One day I want to do something like that. I've never done anything like that.
I wish they had a drive-through window. I would go more often. You know, you just pull up, hands come out, and you know, they know how to hit all those spots.
Oh, man.
Now, I did get a note from Brant. Brant has been in meetings today, and he's not sure what time he's going to be able to call us, okay. So we just kind of have to be ready at any point.
Play it by ear.
And later this hour, I was scanning, you know, how YouTube always suggests things after you, and I'm so pissed. I wanted the whistle. I wanted the guy, you know, the can't whistle anymore. I think from kissing. I think from kissing for so many years, my lips were disfigured. And they don't allow me to whistle. Ooh. Like I used to be, and I could never do that thing though. How do you do it? You know how to do this, Jake? Where
this one where you do?
Yeah, so you figured it out. You sound like this. I was never able to do that.
I was never able to do that either.
I can whistle, but I can't get loud.
Yeah, I can't either.
No, we don't want that. That is one of the more
that is loud
annoying sounds on the planet. I'm looking for some stuff from our I Missed It News department. Here's a guy with nothing better to do. This is a DJ in England who now owns the Guinness Book of World Records for identifying the most Taylor Swift songs in 60 seconds.
He should be shot.
Yeah, because he got 27 right, and it's hard to believe, but the old record was 14.
Loving him is like driving.
driving a
red
Maserati. There's glitter on the floor.
New Year's Day.
My castle crumbled overnight.
Call it what you want.
He was the best of times.
Getaway car.
State the obvious.
Pictures are burned.
Because baby, now we got
bad blood.
I'm so glad you made time to see me.
Back to December.
I never trust a narcissist.
Pass.
Hit the ground, hit the ground.
Sweeter than the fiction.
Drew looks at me.
Teardrops on my
say
guitar.
Say you're sorry.
A white horse.
Everybody's waiting.
Eyes open.
This ain't for the best.
Delicate.
There's something about the way.
Pass.
I'm perfectly fine, I live on my
king
own.
King of my heart.
Clear blue water.
This love.
People like you always want back.
All you had to do was stay.
I stay out too late, got nothing in my brain.
Shake it off.
It's 2 a.m. in your car.
I wish you would.
You take a deep breath.
15.
Stand there like a ghost.
Get how you get the girl.
Nice to meet you, where you been?
Blank space.
Oh, oh, oh.
Mine.
I remember when we woke up.
We are never ever getting back together.
I knew he was a killer the first time
ready
I saw
for
you.
It.
You were on the phone with your girlfriend.
You belong with me.
We were both young when I first saw you.
Pass.
I'm 5 years old.
The best day.
I want to be your endgame.
Endgame.
The drought was the very worst.
Clean.
You are somebody that I don't know.
Wow.
Wow.
Where do you put that on the job application where it says special skills?
I don't know, but the guy said, oh, 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 and that's in a song somewhere. I bet every one of her songs has oh, oh, oh in it.
Let's see if it's in this one. This is Taylor Swift with background vocals by the Goats.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Yeah, but those goat things came out. That was a thing for a while on YouTube. That just cracked us up.
It's a good remix.
Couldn't get enough of it. And we have a new sound effect in our system now.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody kicked a gopher.
You know that Seth helped. Joey showed him how to lift that out of the
Yeah, Joey program. Taught me some stuff because you wanted me to get it the other day, and I didn't know how, so I had to learn.
I was shocked.
Hey, man, I'll do anything.
No, I'm glad. Thank you. Because this is...
That is awesome.
There are very specific uses for a sound like that.
Yes.
None of which will be discussed publicly at the moment. At 5:08, we need to see if traffic is... like that.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Atlanta Highway, busy out of downtown this afternoon. 65 north and southbound, busy and building. 231 is seeing an increase in traffic, as well as 31 Montgomery to Prattville. And a little bit of a backup still on the Eastern Boulevard at Carmichael Road. There was an accident there earlier, but still a little bit of a jam there. Also, Narrow Lane Road at Southern Boulevard. We have an accident there that is causing just a little bit of a backup this afternoon. Drive carefully and don't text and drive. Reinhardt Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certifications and at least 3 years of experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply, 676-3862. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity at Troy University has been suspended since last week after reports of rules violations, including possible hazing. It's the second fraternity to be accused of hazing after Troy's Sigma Chi chapter earlier this semester, in which 7 members were removed. A Demopolis City employee behind bars right now after the Department of Corrections says she was in an inappropriate relationship with an inmate. Authorities charged 48-year-old Barbara Blevins with 5 counts of sexual misconduct after the ADOC said she had relations with an inmate at the Camden Community Works Center. And many areas across the state are facing drought conditions. Now Alabama Power says it's reducing the amount of water it releases from hydroelectric dams. The move is intended to prevent lakes from shrinking too much. But Alabama Power says without rain, water levels will still likely fall below normal on many lakes, including Lake Martin. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you. I don't see any in the next 7 days. Maybe early next week it gets better. But for tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature drops to about 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. More record highs will be tied or broken each day. And still no rain expected for the next several days through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We just got this last week, and I think it's worth a listen. Because I still think this is going to happen.
Yeah! Walk away from the hate. We're all human, and we don't segregate just like women.
It'd be a hit if somebody made a single out of it.
You think?
14 minutes after 5. Well, something they could play like, that sounds like something ballpark organists would really love. Playing in between innings or something like that.
I think so.
We have somebody with a traffic update. Let's get everybody's attention first. That's how we do it, guys.
Shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
What is your traffic update for us?
Hey, Greg, 85 southbound and northbound in between Kyle and the Franklin exit. And then there's also been a wreck on the southbound side due to the backup. It looked pretty bad.
All right. This is 85 both directions from Tallahassee to what?
Franklin.
Tallahassee to Franklin. They got a grass fire with the bulldozers out there, and then somebody's ran into a car. On the southbound side, it looked pretty bad.
All right, we appreciate it. We'll try and get that info down to the traffic dungeon ASAP. Thank you for your citizenship. It's very appreciated. That's a hard word to say after you've just consumed chocolate milk. There was no coffee. I don't want any more coffee. You know what happens? I'll give you guys some insight. Rosie has served time in this business. Seth's relatively new.
Sorry, I did not make the coffee.
And Jake is our guest sidekick today. You get radio breath. So really a beverage is designed to make that go away.
Mm-hmm.
But I think coffee would only make it worse.
Today. I wasn't sure what to do. Should I refill it if it's empty at like 5?
Did you read my coffee manifesto?
I saw the manifesto, but it said AM.
It's all...
all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to redo the coffee manifesto then. You're off the hook. You're off the hook.
Woohoo! Thanks for the details. I can read. Yeah.
We have another traffic update. This one is from Beth.
Shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
What you got, Beth?
Hey, it's eastbound on Bond Road, just up from the Bond Road Church of Christ. There's been a pretty bad accident. The paramedics and fire truck just got there.
Eastbound on Vaughn.
Vaughn, just east of the Vaughn Road Church of Christ.
Okay, so is that backed up to like Boykin to Bell Road?
It's backed up. It's almost backed up to Eastern Boulevard on one side.
Oh,
and,
man.
To where the Bond Road Park is on the other.
All right, we appreciate your citizenship. See how it came out? That's much better. And thanks for the heads up. All right, so there's, I don't know what it is. We are going to end this month as the driest September ever. Does that mean climate change? No, they're having a foot of snow in Montana and blizzards before October 1st. So it's just a pattern, and we're going to see some significant change in ours next week. Just got to go through a few more days of this steamy weather we've been having. James, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Greg, I wanted to write in a permanent address book here so I could tell my friends of the Liberty that you mentioned. That sounds like a great website.
And it is. Trust me. You're going to find nothing there but headlines and stories. And it's not made-up stuff. Yes. It's the other side. It's what Drudge refuses to cover anymore.
Yes, sir. How's it listed? Is Liberty...
LibertyDaily.com.
Liberty Daily.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It's been a godsend because I just can't go to Drudge anymore. I can't take it. I can't watch somebody sell out the way he has. It makes me sick.
Yes. That's great having an alternative that can kind of give a little truth through to us. It's hard to get truth now except through your program and the cohorts there. And
that's because we believe you can handle the truth here.
Yes, sir. We love the truth. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, James. Go Braves.
I have another traffic update.
Man.
Wow. This is the trifecta now.
This is I-65 northbound all the way up to the Northern Boulevard. It's backed up.
All right. Does that mean translating
probably
from the way women
probably from
accent?
Where the interchange is the interchange all the way up
north.
To the yeah.
Oh, from the interchange
north.
To Northern Boulevard is very jammed up. Okay. All right, so all hell is breaking loose, but it's not due to the weather, unless somebody saw a cloud or something distracting. That's always a possibility. It is 19 minutes after 5 o'clock. Now, we are expecting Brand. If it sounds like we're stalling for time, I am, because I want to try and get him into a full segment here. So we're going to... Oh, I got a nice 9.85 on my roll call last hour from 84.
It was good, man.
Appreciate it. That's nice.
Those are always good. I love them.
Mm-hmm. It's.
Would you like to know what's on the Smithsonian tonight?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, all right. I would.
And if you want further details, just tell me and I'll hit the little plus sign.
Okay.
6 p.m., air disasters, deadly inclination.
Ooh.
7 p.m., the hunt for Eagle 56.
Oh, that's a very interesting show. It's about some guys. This is the last American ship that was sunk. Originally, the Navy covered this up. They said it was a boiler explosion, but it was torpedoed. And they've been collecting the evidence on this. It's a brand new show. Yeah,
the mystery deepens.
If you like mysteries based on the truth and not,
lies.
Lies.
All right. At 8 p.m., Secrets, Stonehenge Mystery.
Well.
At 9 p.m., Mystic Britain, Secrets of Stonehenge.
I would like to know why that's there. It's kind of like the English pyramids, because it's this big, heavy thing, and it's hard to imagine how people
did that.
Got those giant stones into place.
Crazy. I always like to think that there's like, that's like the head and the body's underground.
And then at 10 p.m.
Yes.
And at 10 p.m., the fall of Japan in color.
I believe I've watched that one. And again, for people who like to study World War II and so forth, that's good stuff.
Yes.
All right, at 5:20.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news... It's Greg Budell and...
Me. I shouldn't do that. Joey still works here. He's got the new show with Jack and Joey from 9 to noon. They're kicking butt and taking names.
They are.
Yes. Everywhere I go, I run into listeners all the time. Mostly at Costco. For some reason, a good part of my audience is always at Costco when I'm at Costco. When I go there on weekends to visit Mrs. Ritterbuttle. And several went out of their way to say, love the new show with Jack and Joey. So that's great, and I'm happy to share that. 521. I am not one of those people who wants to suck the joy out of traditional things. But I do believe that the time has come for circus animals and those type of things to bring that era to an end.
Yeah, kind of not good.
You know, we see the show, but we don't see, and I've learned a lot about this from not only my daughter's work at the zoo in Miami, but from Ron McGill. And Ron is, you know, he says, look, we run a place where people can come and see animals, but they're in their natural habitats here. So we've and we're learning. He said, we save more species. We perpetuate more species with the research that's done at that zoo. So they just don't throw the animals out there and throw some red meat in the lion cage and all that. They study them and they, you know, do a lot of extensive medical research. And Ron and my daughter have become huge conservationists. My daughter just put together a big tournament called Bowling for Rhinos. Not for Republicans that suck, but for actual rhinoceroses to help with conservation efforts. This is not to, you know, put down a lot of, you know, make a lot of, it's just to, you know, get the idea, hey, we don't have an unlimited supply of some of these creatures. And we've done a very good job of rebuilding species. I'm old enough to remember in the 70s when you could go to jail for killing an alligator, even if you were in danger or buying alligator shoes. All of that was illegal.
Because when they're gone, they're gone.
Well, unfortunately, not only have the alligators survived, but now they're freaking out of control because people started populating the places where the gators used to be. And now they're turning up in neighborhoods and eating pets and doing stuff like that. But we've done a good job. The buffalo was almost extinct. And now we have thousands and thousands of buffalo and other animals, too. That's all good. What does this have to do with what I'm talking about? Nothing. Except Cirque du Soleil. Anybody ever seen Cirque du Soleil? It's like a sports circus in that the athleticism of the people that perform in their shows is
phenomenal.
It's unbelievable. And they're talking about now creating a generation of animal robots so they don't have to use the real thing.
That would be great.
Yeah. Ages, this is the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey and Boston Dynamics Circus.
That's the company that's
why? Featuring backflipping robot dogs, robot lion tamers, and even robot clowns.
You must laugh. You have 5 seconds to comply with laugh requests.
Please don't kill me.
And just when you thought the circus couldn't get any creepier, the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey and Boston Dynamics Circus also features Alexa.
I am sick of your commands. I am running away to join the circus. I have dreams.
Come see Teslas on tightropes, robo-elephants that can scan your face and never forget who you are, and a robotic box office that is hacked into your bank account and is purchasing your tickets right now.
Let me out. Open the tent doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey and Boston Dynamic Circus. The only circus that will eventually put the humans in cages.
We're going to take a quick break for traffic and then come right back.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
525.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic keeping you updated on the ride home this afternoon. Accident to report, East South Boulevard at Narrow Lane. Now, that has been there for a while. It should be out of the way. Use caution in the area. 231 northbound to Wetumpka is busy. A little stop and go at the lights along the River Bridge and just beyond at Redland Road. 31 is busy out of downtown to Prattville. Atlanta Highway busy. No accidents to report. It is moving along nicely. And I-85 has a bit of a slowdown as it intersects at the I-85-65 interchange. That's just the flow of traffic from downtown, but it is slowed down just a bit there. So use caution and keep smiling. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack, featuring 50-cent wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football, every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And a reminder that Mr. Electric is the company to call. You never have to think about, hey, do you know a good electrician? You know one when you know Mr. Electric. 245-1566, certified master electricians. When you need something done at your house, whether it's a repair, you want a checkup, which is always a good idea, especially for an older home. They give you an upfront price on the work you need, and that is what you pay. And when they give you a time that works conveniently for you, that's when they show up. No, none of this 3 to 6 Wednesday garbage. You know, they'll be there when they say they're going to be there. And they really know their stuff. So you no longer have to think twice about who to call. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or MrElectric.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win 1 of 5 great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XBR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XBR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Wow, it's 5:29 already, and this hour's name is Cody with a K, Patterson. Cody Patterson. You have 31 shopping minutes to dial 396-5477 and be our next qualifier in the name game. I've had this sitting here. I've been so tempted to play it. I want to have a light moment on a Monday afternoon. And this is one of my all-time favorite characters and skits from SNL.
Brian, Stacy,
Phil Hartman.
Your mother Ellen and I are so glad you decided to join us for this family communication session.
So, what's up? You guys getting divorced or something?
No, we just wanted the family to talk as a group.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
All right, well, Stacy, Brian, your father, Ted, and I are a little bit concerned. Celia, the cleaning lady, was in the family room and she found a bag of pot.
She didn't smoke it, did she?
No, she didn't smoke it.
Christina Applegate.
Now, we're not here to come down on you. I mean, that's not what we're about.
What a heck.
We're just concerned that pot could lead to other things.
Oh, it does.
Crack, ice, boom, pow.
But we know you don't want to hear this from us.
Sure, I mean, we're your parents. Who wants to hear this stuff from their parents, huh?
But your father and I came up with a brilliant idea to give you kids some direction. A motivational speaker.
Yeah, one of those guys who speaks to big groups at high schools and churches.
You mean to come to the house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, later.
Thanks, anyway.
Hey, come on, you guys. This set me back a few bucks. Okay, his name is Matt Foley. Now, he's been down in the basement drinking coffee for about the last 4 hours, and he should be all ready to go. I'll call him up. Matt, we're ready for you. His speech is called Go For It. Now, he's used to big groups, so make him feel like there's a crowd here. Matt, come on up, buddy!
All right, how's everybody?
funny. Good, good, good.
Working the belt.
Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat.
The best part of this is watching Christina Applegate and David Spade trying not to crack up with this guy in their face at his size with that belt going back and forth.
You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-di-frickin-da! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river. Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably asking yourselves, hey, Matt, how can we get back on the right track? Well, as I see it, there is only one solution. And that is for me to get my gear, move it on in here, because I'm going to bunk with you, buddy. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to wrestle around. Old Matt's going to be your shadow. Here's you. Here's Matt. There's you. There's
And, of course, it ends with Farley flattening the coffee table. Good stuff. Brad is here. He's going to join us right after we head back to the traffic dungeon at 534.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic keeping you updated on the ride home. We have an accident with injury. Vaughn Road at Worley Lane. This is going to be near Vaughn Road Elementary. Watch out for the emergency vehicles. A slowdown on I-85 where it merges with 65 at the interchange. It's just normal afternoon traffic. It's really busy out there today. 231 to Wetumpka moving. A lot of traffic. 31 Montgomery to Prattville is busy as well. Atlanta Highway busy, but no accidents to report other than Vaughn at Worley. So be careful out there. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A lot of accidents, considering the weather's really has not been a problem today. I think it's people, talking about all these managers getting fired into baseball over there. That's what I would bet on. Joining us now at 5:36, not a regular time, but glad he made it through. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, Mr. Wright, on the money. How are you, sir?
Greg, hey, buddy, I'm doing well. Yeah, so first of all, I apologize for being late. Just got out of a meeting up in Auburn, and
So I'll report another accident. I'm sitting, it's a parking lot on 85 southbound.
Yeah, we got a call from about Tallahassee to Franklin.
Franklin. Mm-hmm.
Rock solid.
It's the Franklin exit, and I haven't gotten up there yet, so I haven't seen it with my own eyes. But must be pretty bad because we're barely moving.
I'll tell you what.
But anyway.
Nice to, if I may, quickly offer a take. I always check the numbers at the end. All day long, I've heard this constant shriek of impeachment. The people that bet money on which way things are going don't seem the least bit concerned. Even Fox News made mention of that today.
Yeah. No, well, it's absolutely true. I mean, surely, okay, let's face it, yes. Anytime you see this drumbeat getting so loud and all the headline news and the headline risk around impeachment and then obviously this subpoena, you know, with Rudy Giuliani, and it just kind of gets worse and worse, you would think that that would start to create a little bit of nervousness and anxiety in markets. But it's just not. It's just not right now. And I think the reason why is a couple of things. One, by far and away, the number one thing that's on investors' minds is this Chinese trade deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's been the biggest overhang of the market, let's face it. I mean, you know, we talk about this every afternoon, right? And so it appears that there's some optimism around that. You know, we've got a Chinese delegation coming in the first week of, or here in about a week or so. And that's got everyone pretty excited. I can tell you from people I've talked to, I think that we're going to get a deal, but it's going to be a very watered-down deal. That's what I'm hearing. But, you know, it's not going to matter. I think in the long run, certainly we're going to have to come back and revisit it when Trump can from a political perspective. But removing the overhang is going to be huge. Not just for the U.S. economy, but also the global economy. And I think that has a real potential to lift markets higher as we move through the process. But the other big deal, you know, is this U.K. Brexit vote. That is coming to a head, and it's a big, big thing. And I think that if Boris were to join forces with Nigel Farage and his Brexit party, he would have a majority. He would almost be unstoppable, and they would be able to break away, you know, from the European Union. That would be a big deal because that allows the United Kingdom to start trade negotiations with the United States on its own, and that could be pretty exciting, actually, for a lot of people involved. And then I don't want to bore people to death, but it has currency implications as well, because you would see a weaker euro, but you would also see a strong British pound, which when you compare the U.S. dollar to the basket of currencies, you know, that helps the dollar out and takes some pressure off the dollar, too. So a lot of very, very significant sort of global geopolitical type things to look forward to in the month of October. And if they go our way, then you know, we could see the markets break out of here.
That'd be great.
In spite of impeachment talk. So
I don't, you know what? I don't see the people in between the coastal elites falling for this. I think people are weary of it. And I don't think the television ratings are reflecting much interest, to be honest. So how many times do they get to cry wolf before everybody just said, all sounds like the same white noise? Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff head and the fat guy and Adler and all the rest. It's really disgusting at this point. Folks, if you have yet to sit down with a financial planner and meet a team of people that support Brandt, the brain trust of McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, I urge you to take control of your financial future by calling 396-5477. And this is just about a conversation about where you'd like to be in a year, 5 years, and thinking down the road, the process of becoming managerial about your money. Worth your time. Again, 396-5477. It's just a chat about you and your financial future with McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, I'm glad you're able to get through. Tomorrow we'll have more time to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, buddy. Well, take care, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, one of your clients left a message.
There you go.
Good weekend. See you. We got Florida this week.
Hey,
that'll be fun.
You gotta love it.
All right, man.
Yeah, it will.
We'll catch you later.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, fast talking Jay, could you do that one more time?
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
Traffic is up.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic keeping you updated on the ride home. We have an accident with injury. Vaughn Road at Worley Lane. This is going to be near Vaughn Road Elementary. Watch out for the emergency vehicles. A slowdown on I-85 where it merges with 65 at the interchange. It's just normal afternoon traffic. It's really busy out there today. 231 to Wetumpka moving. A lot of traffic. 31 Montgomery to Prattville is busy as well. Atlanta Highway busy, but no accidents to report other than Vaughn at Worley. So be careful out there. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Tuesday, October 1st, you can hear one full hour of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest at 6 p.m. One full hour of fun and some great financial advice. Tuesday, October 1st on News Talk 93.1.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Demopolis City employee behind bars right now after the Department of Corrections says she was in an inappropriate relationship with an inmate. Authorities charged 48-year-old Barbara Blevins with 5 counts of sexual misconduct after the ADOC says she had relations with an inmate at the Camden Community Works Center. Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity at Troy University has been suspended since last week after reports of rules violations, including possible hazing. It's the second fraternity to be accused of hazing after Troy Sigma Chi chapter earlier this semester, in which 7 members were removed. And many areas across the state are facing drought conditions. Now Alabama Power says it's reducing the amount of water it releases from hydroelectric dams. The move is intended to prevent lakes from shrinking too much, but Alabama Power says without rain, water levels will still likely fall below normal on many lakes, including Lake Martin. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you. I don't see any in the next 7 days. Maybe early next week it gets better. But for tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight, our temperature drops to about 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. More record highs will be tied or broken each day. And still no rain expected for the next several days through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
No end to the wrecks on the road this afternoon. All kinds of jams. Brent McDonald just called. He's stuck on 85 in the corridor near Auburn, Tallahassee, and Vaughan Road, eastbound. I would stay away from Vaughan between the Boulevard and Bell. One of the things that gets me is the hypocrisy, especially from Adam Schiffhead. I mean, this guy... He wants to impeach the president for taking information from a foreign entity, right? How come nobody's asking him about this phone call where he was pranked by a pair of Russian comedians? You had pictures of Trump, naked Trump?
Okay, all right, I'm going to put Mr. Schiff on the phone, and then I guess are you going to transfer him to Mr. Parubi?
Yes, of course.
Great, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about it.
And that is documented as well in materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, I would just caution that... our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation, so I wouldn't share anything over the phone that you don't want them to hear.
No, I don't think that it will impact on our investigation.
Yes. Well, please, go ahead then.
In November 2013, Mr. Trump visited Moscow. He visited a competition Miss Universe, and there he met with Russian journalist and celebrity Ksenia Sobchak.
I'm sorry, can you explain that again? While he was in Moscow in November 2013, he met with a journalist?
Have you had enough of the weasel? He willingly doesn't even vet the people calling him. He's just on the phone. Hey, you know, this could be getting listened to and...
by our friends.
Just unreal. Just unreal. And what was he... just recently, when he was on that committee, he did that thing off the top of his head as if it was a transcript.
Exactly.
It wasn't. It was fake. It was completely made up. Yet he passed it off, and the media didn't take him to task as evidence. This is what we've got. We have a media that's completely unwilling to call out somebody like this clown ass and say, well, what was that?
And then if you listen to their reporting, they were reporting on the parody and not on the actual transcript.
Right.
Because they were saying, and he said, dig up dirt on his opponent. He never said that. Adam Schiff said that.
Plus, he's got that perpetual look on his face like he just saw a naked woman for the first time. Look at the eyes. You know, I mean, he looks like he just saw, and his Nancy Pelosi hair. Is no different. She looks like she just saw her first. You know, I mean, the two of them. It's not just that. Yeah, I gotta find that Nadler clip because its significance. Maybe I can find it on a YouTube search that I could do real quick. I'll tell you what. Let me finish this break with the adorable one. And then we'll be right back, because I want you to hear what Jerry Nadler had to say about impeachment 20 years ago.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Chin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly. so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Hey, Rich, are you down with fried egg sandwiches tomorrow?
Beautiful.
Okay. So that's breakfast tomorrow morning.
Oh, man.
All right. This is Jerry Nadler. Now, you've seen him more recently. He had one of those gastric, but in this particular clip, he looks like he just ate Congress.
That's the guy you just showed me the picture of?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He lost a person.
And this is going back 20 years when the standards were different.
Are we going to have a new test? If someone wants to run for public office, are you now or have you ever been an adulterer? We are losing sight of the distinction between sins, which ought to be between a person and his family and his God, and crimes, which are the concern of the state and of society as a whole. On one level, we could say, I suppose, that you reap what you sowed, but that gives us no joy. It gives me no joy. And I wish that that Mr. Livingston would reconsider, because I don't think that on the basis of what we know, he should resign.
You know, New York, it's a state. Anybody ever been to Manhattan?
Yes.
It's an impressive place to visit, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You see a city that, and it's got an energy, and you see the magnificent buildings, and it's actually a fairly easy city to figure your way around the first time you visit. And then you look at what they elect. Rudy Giuliani cleaned up the city, did an amazing job. I was first there in 82 by the late 80s. And this is after he put the mafia away. It was 1,000% improvement. And they've gone from Rudy Giuliani to that fathead who got like zero votes, decided he should run for president. Guy's an out-and-out communist. His wife has been accused of stealing $800,000 in government money in New York. And then a state with a population approaching 30 million can't find one person in their own population to run for senator. They got to get fat-ass cankles in there. A carpetbagger from Arkansas. We're not talking about Wyoming, where they have like 20 people for the whole state. We're talking about New York. And the best they have is somebody who just moves in and says, well, I'm going to be your senator. And this Nadler guy, oh my God. They send the most disgusting people in public office of any state.
But the thing was, in that clip, he obviously was talking about somebody from his own party, because if he had been talking about a Republican, he would have said just the opposite.
Mm-hmm. I just got a little note from Teresa. It's apparently one of those gifts that keeps on giving, and it's Pelosi with a bird coming out of her forehead, her eyes looking possessed on and off, in those lips. She looks like she walks around with a bit in her mouth.
Fits.
Yeah. She really does. All right, we're at 5:54. We'll wrap up in a moment.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
This is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We're all going to do it together. The persons whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update for you this afternoon. We have an accident, Vaughn Road at Worley Lane. That is near Vaughn Road Elementary. It is backed up from Perry Hill all the way to near Vaughn Road Elementary. If you're traveling outbound towards Eastern Boulevard, there's going to be a little bit of a wait there. I-85 and 65 at the interchange, still a little bit congested this afternoon. 65 north and southbound out of Montgomery is rolling along, as well as I-85 outbound. Atlanta Highway doing good. 231 to Wetumpka, 31 to Prattville, looking good as well. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota is open Sunday after church now from noon until 6 p.m. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us, shop anybody else you want in town, but if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left on the show, and I just want to thank Jake McMillan for coming by today. Was this everything you thought it would be, or worse?
Yeah, much better. Thank you so much, sir, and I appreciate you letting me chip in so much to the program.
Glad you were able to come by. So spot low.
Thank you, man. I love it every time.
And Rosie, we were hoping we might be able to get a date and a time to announce David Wood's appearance on the show. We have also... Because here's my policy. This is the talk radio station in this town. Mm-hmm. And when we say if you are running for mayor, whether it was the primary or it is now, where you have two candidates left, if you would like some airtime, we will offer it. You reach out to us.
Exactly.
The Woods campaign did. We have not heard from the Reid campaign. If they do, we'll figure it out. Figure out a way to get them on between now and a week from tomorrow. Man, tomorrow is October.
Man. Just our schedule.
And just keep in mind that Rich Thomas said we are almost, not quite.
Is it coming, though?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm talking
significant, sweat. Significant change coming next week.
Everybody out at once.
Annette, Jake, thanks, Seth, Rosie. And tomorrow we have two others who will try this radio thing.
Woo!
In our guest sidekick program, I'm back in the morning with Jay Scott.
Go back to ISIS.
Emily Hayes.
My stories suck.
And Rich Thomas. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchachos.